Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. You know, as I was preparing for this program, the Lord has been laying a topic on my heart, and so I'm going to deviate from the world news at this time. The topic is marriage. I'm pretty much a straight shooter, and frankly, I don't know what part of marriage I am to discuss, so I'm just going to share with you as it comes, okay? So, you know, there are so many things happening in the world today with the economy, war, employment, unemployment, and if that's not enough, a lot of us are married or looking to be married. It seems that when we were single, we longed for marriage, and married people long for singleness of space. You know, one of the toughest things to understand is how another person sees the same things we see, but with a different viewpoint, thought, or result. Like, what's up with that? We as a nation and society are going through a lot of changes, and change is difficult and uncertain. Many singles are opting to live together rather than getting married. It's interesting that many of those singles are Christian singles. One of the top things that couples argue about is money. And now with the economy being the way it is, there are a lot of more arguments and a lot more people filing for bankruptcy. Foreclosures are not going away anytime soon, and solutions aren't readily available. You cut up your credit cards, and then something happens, and you realize just what a credit card junkie you've become as you lament the loss of the plastic. So how do you hang in there and survive and not have any of this affect your marriage? Yes, I'm sure you've had well-meaning advice, and frankly, you just don't care to hear it anymore. You just wish that it would all go away. You've tried and tried, and no matter what you do, it seems that you and your spouse can't seem to communicate on the same vein, let alone read the same page. You can't seem to remember why you were attracted to this person in the first place, and better yet, why you're still with them today. You seem to be living in two different worlds, and those worlds collide or try to avoid each other as far as the east is from the west. There is a cultural, logical, emotional, psychological gap, and you can't seem to bridge it. You don't even know if you serve the same God, let alone read the same Bible, because, frankly, you're absolutely mystified. Sound familiar? Is there hope when it all seems hopeless? Do you settle and try not to make waves? Do you walk on eggshells trying to please the other person and make them happy? Does your life evolve around how you should behave and what you should say to please the other? If this is you, then I hope that you stick it out and listen to this broadcast. Let's go to the basics. I want to ask a couple of questions, six as a matter of fact. The first one is, ask yourself, who are you? Second, what talents, skills, and gifts do you have? Third, do you see yourself as an individual or a couple? Fourth, what is your personal individual relationship with Jesus? Fifth, how do you see God? Is he a disciplinarian? What is your heart image of him? Sixth, do you think you are living the way you should be? Okay, let's break it down. Who are you? I used to think of myself as a woman that was not necessarily attractive, wanted or loved, so I strove hard to please others and to make people sit up and take notice. I would seek out approval and thought that if so-and-so got angry with me or didn't agree with me, that I was stupid and really not going to amount to much. I could have blamed it on child abuse, abandonment, and a slew of other horrific events that have transpired in my life. But one thing was that all those things brought me to one reality. I didn't know how to be. What do you mean? I didn't know how to relate because, one, I was never taught to relate, and because I was too busy trying to please and thought my worth was dependent on how other people saw me. I wasn't sure about who I was. I was too busy looking at myself through what I thought others saw. Boy, was I out in left field. My talents, skills, and gifts, I worked so hard to learn and achieve because in my mind it made me more acceptable. I didn't see myself as an individual in any relationship. It was an instant we. And in my trying to please and make someone else happy, I lost sight of me. It's interesting that none of those relationships lasted. We can really put someone off when we try to control and smother them. And at that time, a failed relationship looked to me as failure. And I really felt rejected. When I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, guess what? I did the same thing to him. I saw God as a disciplinarian and tried to measure myself, my life, through a legalistic measuring stick. Boy, I was always crying out for forgiveness. I was always messing up and feeling condemned. I didn't believe that I deserved to be saved and that I would measure up. When I sought counsel, I felt condemned already, so if I received any type of discipline or condemnation from others, it would affect me in a more drastic manner. Why? Because even if you don't know anything about God, there is something untouchable, something holy, something pure about God, and we don't measure up. John chapter 3 verse 16 states that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son to die on a cross and to take my punishment for sin. Well, that concept was absolutely foreign to me. Hello? I was never really loved and didn't know what love was or how to love. I thought sex was love. Hello? And if my boyfriend didn't want to have sex, I felt rejected. And I felt that I wasn't attractive to him or that he was rejecting me. Based on how I felt, there would begin the fights. And then I would try to buy my way to comfort. Sound familiar? So there went the credit cards. So it's interesting that God looks at us through his son. He knows full well who I am and that I couldn't measure up to his requirements. So he loved me so much and wanted me so much that he made a way to still get to me. He sent his son. Now that's love. What has that got to do with marriage? Everything. When I realized what love really is, it was difficult, but I started to extend the same grace to others. I started to look at their differences and appreciate the fact that they were not like me. I started to communicate in a way that enabled others to get to know me, not who I thought I was. I also began to grow and look at myself through God's eyes. You know, if you haven't read Psalm 139, I really encourage you to read that. I read Psalm 139 until I understood that he made me perfect and wonderful and that he thinks of me so many times in a second that it's mind-boggling. I learned to curtail my spending and get out of debt before I got married. And when we got into debt after I married, I knew what I had to do to get out and didn't fight about it. Are times getting hard? You betcha. But isn't it wonderful that God gave you that spouse to get through it together? I'll tell you, when I was first married, I thought I had missed God's will and that I had made one huge mistake. In all my tears and in all my crying out to God, I realized that he gave me my perfect spouse. All I went through drove me to my Lord. I would say that I knew the cross intimately, for I could feel the splinters. Sometimes the one that is the closest to us, that rubs us raw, is the very sandpaper that smooths out the rough edges and the very instrument to draw us closer to Jesus, that very instrument that brings us to a real relationship with God. Thank God for your spouse today, for they are God chosen, God breathed, and God imagined. What creativity, what beauty, what workmanship. Can you imagine? Marriage is not easy. A godly marriage is not created by finding a perfect, flawless person, but it is created by allowing God's perfect love and acceptance to flow through one imperfect person, you, toward another imperfect person, your spouse. It all starts with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you haven't been working on your relationship with Christ, it's difficult to have a meaningful, total relationship with another human being. I'm going to encourage you to read your Bible and get involved in a good church. And if you don't know Jesus, accept him today by praying this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. You died on a cross to take my punishment for my sins. You rose to give me eternal life. Come into my heart and be my God, my Lord, and Savior. Cleanse me and make me whole. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, read your Bible, get involved in a good church. And if you've prayed that prayer with me, send me an email, buffy@swordradio.com. Or write me at P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and allow me to send you a new believer's packet absolutely free. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com to listen to more teachings and helps. God bless you, and until next time.